Are you familiar with okay, are you familiar with his blog and his stories? Okay. Hello.
Yes.
I'm trying to reach William McCray. This is Carol Blackman over at Magic 107.5 97.5.
Hello, Carol. This is William McCray.
Hi there. Hi. I shared your story today, myself and some other media outlets regarding the pastor that allegedly gave AIDS to some of his parishioners here in Atlanta.
Well, that part, you know, the story has gone viral at this point, and so that's why the young lady that was kind of working with me from a PR standpoint thought that I should call or reach out to you all, because that part of it is not true. Craig Lamar Davis is an ordained elder in full gospel and was the chief armor bearer to Bishop Stephen B. Hall, who is the pastor of Rhema. That is a full gospel church.
Okay, so let me go back. He is an elder. He's not a pastor, but he still does have, when you say an elder, to me that is, and I'm not trying to in any way discount any levels, but kind of a pastoral level of.
Well, he's a clergy.
He's a member of the clergy. So he's an elder. He is not part of Atlanta's Full Gospel, or he is?
Let me clarify that. He was a member of Stephen B. Hall's church. Stephen B. Hall is the state bishop for Full Gospel, and Rhema is a Full Gospel Baptist church. He was married and is married to Jan Bro, who is the executive assistant to Paul Martin. My whole voice is coming back to me, which is kind of why I don't know what the echo is.
Okay. There's an echo. Give me a second. William.
That's right. Why I'm sounding funny, because I'm hearing, every time I say something, I'm hearing myself say it. So that's why it's got me sounding.
That's okay. Is that better?
Okay, yeah, I don't hear it now as well.
Okay.
But am I on air now?
No. I'm recording you because I've already finished my show today, but I wanted to...
Oh, okay.
I wanted to bring clarity to the situation to my listeners, because I did share it today, and like you said, it's gone viral, and I don't really... And that's why I'm very careful to say alleged, because even though it's viral, if it's not true, it's not true. It doesn't matter how many ears, how many eyes see it.
Well, you can go to Fulton County and get the police report.
Well, we actually see the... what do you call it? The mugshot of...
Yeah. I mean, the police reports in Fulton County and the police report in Clayton County, they are there. It's an open case. I believe, will be going to trial in about 2 weeks, at least for the Fulton County offense. So that's why I held it so long, because she contacted me on a Wednesday. If you notice, I didn't release my story till early Sunday morning. And that wasn't until after I obtained, because I didn't want any kind of backlash or any kind of, you know, problem with any kind of HIPAA, or I think that's the regulation or what have you, that as it relates to people's medical condition. And
right,
I didn't want any of the, HIPAA, I didn't want to create it or be in violation of any of their rules or anything like that. So I was careful before I reported it, because I wanted to make sure that it was absolutely certain, and that if you notice or once you get the reports, that it is recorded in the report that he was arrested on HIV reckless behavior, I believe, is the official charge.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for... And not just for legal, but just so that we're reporting the truth. He's an elder, so it's Elder Craig Lamar Davis. Now, do we correct the piece that includes him being part of Atlanta's Full Gospel? Because I'm hearing that he really is not part of Atlanta's Full Gospel Baptist Church.
Well, I think that what you have is, and I think that what Bishop Martin was treading on, in my opinion, is a slippery slope. And many times when unfortunate things like this occur, people try to create distance between themselves and the person that's committed the offense. If you think back when, in the case of Bishop T.D. Jakes, when his son, Jermaine, was arrested, that's when the world knew that that Jermaine was Sarita's son from a previous relationship or a previous marriage. And he, in his statement, released that Jermaine was not biologically his son. So people, a lot of times when folks close to them or around them get in trouble, it's almost, I don't know why, but they try to create distance. I would also, I went on Twitter today, and Bishop Stephen B. Hall has released a statement on Twitter, and I recorded it where he does acknowledge that Craig Lamar Davis was a member of his church and his armor bearer. So if he's the bishop, the Georgia State Bishop for Full Gospel, then that and Craig was his armor bearer and a member of his church, then that means that Craig is what? Affiliated with Full Gospel.
Okay, so I think we just have to be certain if, well, I mean, and you know, too, just how.
And you can go on Twitter and you can see it. He says, greetings, my Twitter family. I'm going through it. He says, I generally don't make statements regarding ongoing criminal investigations, but recent public publicity surrounding a former member requires one. There you have it, right?
Former
there.
Member, okay. Okay, but not necessarily pastor. But I guess, you know, we can kind of, no matter what.
He goes
we
on to say, he said, I never presented any reason to discuss Mr. Davis's HIV status, nor have I had any personal conversation with him regarding it. Because now what's going to be the, I think what Stephen is trying to do is to try to clarify whether or not he knew or was in any kind of way aware
of his status,
of Craig's status, because, and you know, if you go on there, if you go on my blog and you read the comments, you'll find out who the woman is and why it's been made such a big deal.
And who is she? Renita.
I'd rather not say.
But you wrote this, though, right? This is yours, though, right?
I am obnoxious, yes. I wrote this. I broke this story. Yes, I did. But I did not, at their request, disclose who the woman was that...
Only by name, but not the relationship, is what you're saying? Or how?
No. Wait a minute.
There's a name in here. Renita?
Renita is the one that filed in Clayton County. See, I don't think y'all got a chance. I don't know if you read mine. I think you might have read someone else's.
Okay.
But if you can, I can email you my blog so you can have all the details in front of you. There, Renita filed in Clayton County.
Okay.
There's another woman that wishes to remain anonymous that was a member of Stephen's church. Craig is married to Jan Bro.
And that's who actually got him out of jail.
And that's who got him out of jail.
Okay.
Jan Bro is the executive assistant of Bishop Paul Martin. Her and her husband were members of two separate churches that were both Full Gospel.
Okay.
She was a member of Paul's church. He was a member of Stephen Hall's church, Rhema, over on Candler Road in Decatur.
Okay.
And Stephen Hall is the state bishop for Full Gospel Baptist. Craig had an affair with a woman that was a member of Rhema while he was married, that had been abstinent for 15 years. She is now positive, and she filed charges in Fulton County. When Renita filed her case and began to work with the investigators, they were in their system, and they the investigator made her aware that it was a charge for the same thing in Fulton County against the same man.
Wow. Okay, well,
I know that it's a lot of things.
It is. It's quite a lot.
So that's why I'm trying to give you, because I was the originator of this, and I don't want, you know, when people are reporting and discussing it, that you have all of the facts. And then now that Bishop Morton is trying to create distance, I think what he was addressing was the fact that never was Craig Lamar Davis a pastor in Full Gospel.
Right.
No, that's true. He was not a pastor in Full Gospel because he was an elder and armor bearer at Stephen's Church.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep your number handy, William, because I'll check out your blog, because it's quite a lot.
It's many layers to it, but, you know, it's a little bit. I mean, I've been on this for now for a week, so I kind of know it like the back of my hand. But, you know, I understand Bishop Martin's statement. I don't necessarily care for it because it is, it's misleading, is what it is. It's for lack of a better word, it is. It's just misleading. That's the best way that I can say it, because it makes it seem like I'm not trying to destroy his name. I'm not trying to destroy Full Gospel or anything of that sort. But he was definitely, he said that someone is putting out wrong information about Full Gospel. The man mentioned never joined my church. He's not a pastor of Full Gospel. Both of those statements are true. He was not a member of Changing Generation because he was a member of Rhema. But Rhema is a Full Gospel church, because Full Gospel is the denomination.
Right, from what I understand. Right, it's a denomination. Okay.
But it's just like Church of God in Christ. Right. Church of God in Christ is the denomination, but it's a whole lot of, you know, satellite locations all over the place that are affiliated and members of that denomination. So.
Right. Gotcha.
That's
all right.
Thanks for your call. And hopefully, like I said, as your reporter, you know, if I can be any assistance or, you know, help bring clarity to any of it, I'm, you know, certainly available to you.
Okay. Thank you, William. I appreciate your time today.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.